reverence in your heart. So a holy reverence for the Lord. The second thing we talked about was holy living. Holy living. This was the second level of walking worthy of the Lord. You know, Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. For many years after I got born again, I was wondering, what's the meaning of reasonable service? Why is he putting reasonable before service? He would have said, which is your service unto God. But he said, which is your reasonable service? Why is there a reasonable... why is that word reasonable in that construct there? It took a while of studying the Bible, then I finally got it, that the reasonable thing to do to the one who saved you and brought you out of sin and darkness is to live holy for him. Are you with me? You know, on Sunday, we gave the example of the young man who was picked up from the road and was being trained by a billionaire. The reasonable thing for that young man to do is to decide that, you know what, I'm going to commit myself to serving this man. Are you with me? So when you understand what Christ has done for you, how he redeemed you out of darkness and brought you into marvelous light, the reasonable thing to do is to surrender yourself wholly unto him. He says, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God, that for God, number two, holy living, and number three, a passionate zeal towards God. And that part is very important. Very, very important. We said, with the same example of the young man who was picked up from the slum by a wealthy billionaire, how will you greet that man? There is a kind of demeanor you ought to demonstrate. There is a kind of attitude that is expected from you towards the one who has picked you out from the world. Are you with me? You cannot be worshiping God and putting your hands in your pocket. You cannot be worshiping God and you are acting like you don't know who you are worshiping. You cannot be in church. And when we are trying to talk about God, you are scrolling through your chats and trying to reply to the person that, don't worry, prepare some chicken and chips for me. Are you with me? There is a way to respond towards the one who saved you. There is a passionate zeal towards God as expected from you because you are walking worthy of him. Are you with me? Do you get what I'm trying to say? But today, we want to enter another kind of walking in Christ. And I call it walking in the light. Glory. Yay. Tell your neighbor, walking in the light. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. The Bible says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We lie and do not the truth. And you have heard me explain this verse so many times this year. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, or if we claim to have a connection with God, and our lives look like darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And this is very important because in the earlier part of this verse, it says, I think in verse 5, it says, this is the message we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. He says, this is the message we have heard. And we have declared it unto you that God is light. God is direction. God is productivity. God is increase. Are you with me? God is light. God is revelation. God is glory. Are you with me? Everything that you can describe as the word light, he says, it is encapsulated in the personality of God. He says, this then is the message we have heard of him, and we have declared unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now in verse 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and there is something about the truth that we are not doing. Are you with me? Are you getting this? Because God is light. If we claim that we are in connection with him, if we claim that we are born of God, if we claim that we are in him, if we claim that we are from him, if we claim that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There is something about the truth that we are not doing. Are you getting me? So what is the solution to this?
What's the solution to dealing with the fact that you can be claiming to walk with the Lord and you claim to have fellowship with the Lord and you're walking in darkness? The solution is in the next verse. Verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. Are you seeing this now?
Yes,
we have fellowship one with another. What is he trying to say? He says, if we walk in the light as God is in the light, it will be obvious that we have fellowship one with another. Are you getting me? If we begin to walk in the light the way Christ is in the light, it will now become obvious that we and Christ, or we and God, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed us from all sins. Amen. It will be obvious that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us, or is cleansing us from all sin. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So according to this verse, the missing link for many believers, even though they claim to walk, to have fellowship with God, and they are walking in darkness, is that they don't walk in the light. The missing link is that they are not walking in the light. I know the context of most of the things he was saying in the book of John has to do with sin. That's why he said the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed us from all sins, right? Because he says, you know, if you study down to chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, you begin to see that a major part of the context is you cannot claim to be connected to God and you are living perpetually in sin. He says, but if you walk in the light as Christ is in the light, it will be obvious that you are connected with God and the blood of Jesus Christ, the reality of the fact that the blood of Christ has cleansed you from sins will become obvious. Are you getting it? But this talks about every area of our Christian life, our health, prosperity, our future, direction, everything. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? So the missing link to why many Christians claim to have a fellowship with God and yet walk in darkness is because they are not walking in the light as he is in the light. That's the missing link. He says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So, in other words, there is a walking in the light that we must do to produce an evidence that we have fellowship with God. Can you say after me, there is a walking in the light? I cannot hear your voices. Say after me, there is a walking in the light that we must do to produce an evidence that we have fellowship with God. The way some of you are moving your mouth, I am sure if I come to the very front of your face, I will not hear anything. Say after me, there is a walking in the light that we must do to produce an evidence that we have fellowship with God.
Amen.
So let me show you three texts to meditate upon. Three texts to meditate upon. Look at Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. Isaiah 2 from verse 1 to 5. This was a prophetic vision that Isaiah the son of Amos saw. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. He says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, verse 2, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. Now, look at this other one. Read with me. And we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their sword into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Verse 5. O house of Jacob, let's read like this. O house of new breed, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Glory. Let's read one more time together. O house of new breed, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Glory. In the temple that God instructed Moses to construct, there was the outer court, there was the
inner court, and there was the Holy of Holies. Now, in the outer court, it's just like outside. Everybody was outside waiting to hear what the priests have to say from the temple. But the temple was divided that way. So there was the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. In the outer court, people saw themselves, or they knew what they did based on sunlight, the light that every other person in the world has. In the inner court, there was a little light by small candles that was lit by the priest and all of that there. But in the inner, or in the innermost court, or the Holy of Holies, there was no natural light. It was only the light that came from God. It was the Shekinah glory. So in your walk with God, there are different levels of light. There is a time in your walk with God where what people say in the world still applies to you. You discuss and think like the worldly people, even though you are in the temple, but you are still in the outer court. You are walking in a light that the natural man or the worldly man understands. You and the worldly man, you can understand the same thing. You reason the same way. You think the same way. You reason the same way. You meditate the same way. You look at life the same way. But when you come into the inner court, you are somehow disconnected from the outer court, but there is still some natural light there. And there are many believers there. They have made some progress in their walk with the Lord. They are at a point where they still take some things from men and take some from God. They are not particularly completely in the world, and they are not, are you with me, completely governed by the word of God. They are just in the middle. They have made progress, but they are in the middle. But there are other believers that go forward and enter the Holy of Holies, where the only way they see, the only way they think, the only way they reason is by the light that comes from God. Are you with me? Yes, say after me, in his light I see light. Now, how does that connect to Psalm 36 verse 9? Because when you are in the Holy of Holies, the only light you can see is the one that comes from him. The only way you look at things, the only way you reason, the only way you can see in that place comes from him. There is a level in your walk with God where you don't even take any step without God talking to you. You have to be divinely inspired. At that point, you are living in the light of his countenance. Amen. Amen. Now, look at that phrase, in that light shall we see light. In other words, it's called alignment. It is what he says that determines what you see. It is the light he reveals that determines how you walk. So quickly, how do you walk in the light? How do you walk in the light? Number one, to walk in the light means that you are governed by the wisdom of God's word. You are governed by the wisdom of God's word. Can you say after me? To walk in the light means that I am governed. I am controlled. I am organized by the wisdom of God's word. Glory. Psalm chapter 1 from verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Do you see that? So remember, this verse was one of the prophetic verses to talk about walking, sitting, and standing. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The counsel that he gets from the ungodly people is not the way he lives his life. He's governed by the wisdom of God's word. There are too many Christians that when you look at the way they go about things, you know that they are still being, they are still walking in the counsel of the ungodly. They can be in church for many years, but they still walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You have to get to the point in your walk with God where you have decided that if something is clearly explained from the Bible as the truth of God's word, it is final. Are you with me? It is final, and you
Puts it above all other options, above all other opinions. Romans 3 verse 4, it says, let God alone be true. Let every other man be a liar. Are you with me?
When I was about getting married, someone who is supposed to be a top leader in church, he said, you don't know what girls of these days, you cannot trust them. So before you marry, make sure you test. Test and make sure she can carry a child. When she carries a child, then you now marry.
Oh, we are saying, but many people are like that. There are many people that are speaking in tongues. Makatakabanda, ikaba, ikaba. But that's how they reason. That's how they reason. They don't trust the wisdom of God. They don't trust it. Are you getting me? They don't trust the wisdom of God. There are many people that you can't trust money with the way they handle money. They believe that except they've cut corners in one way or the other, they don't believe that you can just be straightforward like this. And make any headway. They are praying, they are believing God, but somewhere in their mind, somewhere in their hearts, they've not fully embraced the light of God. You see, they are in the inner court where they are still looking at the outside. Are you with me? They have not come to the point where they are walking in the light of the Lord. Even the way people talk, you just know that. He said, I'm a Christian, but on this matter now, let's leave Jesus out of it. Let's leave Jesus out of it. For you to be saying that means you don't really understand who you are dealing with. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 6. What does it mean? He must believe that he is. He must believe that you are dealing with God. You must understand that you are dealing with God. Because we forget. We think that God is a man. See, God does not know only what will happen. He knows every possible thing that can happen. He knows every possible thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, I have come to discover God can set up a man. I have come to discover that I am not as powerful as I think. I am not powerful enough to fight God. I will never be wise enough to understand his wisdom. Are you with me? Many times, if you try to argue with God, you may use your life explaining. If you try to fight the King of all kings, see, you know, when scientists tell us that the earth is round and it's hanging in space, but God says he has foundations. Where are the foundations? He told Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where are the foundations? If you take a shot of the earth outside space, you will see the world hanging in space. Do you know that? But I hope you know that, right? But the Bible says that God says he... it took me a while to understand that the foundations of the earth is his word. The Bible says he upholded all things by the word of his power. So he spoke, and that word he spoke was the foundation under which the earth is hanging. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. you get what I'm trying to say? Yes, sir. When that kind of God is telling you that no sex before marriage, there is a reason he's saying what he's saying. Are you with me? Yes, when that kind of God is telling you, you know, people, when God is telling you, this is how I want something to operate, and you're not arguing with him, it's proof that you are not wise. Are you getting me? If you try to spend your life to prove that you are wiser than God, the remaining part of your life will prove that you were foolish. You know, who was I sharing this thing with? I think I went to preach in Enugu. I was talking about this thing. Even when you think you have power, or you think you are prospering outside God,
God is to be feared, though. God is to be feared. When you understand, when you study the Bible and understand the God we are dealing with, you will not just love him, you will extol him, and many times you will fear him. Let me give you an example. So God told Cain, that because of what you have done, you are cursed. You are cursed from the earth. And you will be a vagabond, and you will be this, you will be that. And the Bible says, and Cain went out of the presence of God and went into the land of Nod and built a city. Have you read that in your Bible before? Yes, that Cain went and built a city. I'm sure in his mind, he built something great. I think they said I will be a vagabond. Look at me now. And for years, the Bible says that Cain built a city. But I want to ask you, where is the city? The flood washed it away. So even when you think something that you have built something out of the will of God, God can wash it away in one day. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even when you think you are disobedient, I've shared it here before. God told Jonah, go and preach in Nineveh. He said, no, I'm going to Tarshish. And God, out of his mercy, because that was mercy, out of his mercy, God put him inside the belly of a whale that carried him back and took him to Tarshish. And he went and fulfilled the plan of God. In his rebellion, oh my God. He was rebelling against God. God brought him back. Can you imagine? You enter a car, I'm going to Uyo, like this. By the time you land, you are still in Abuja. By the time the car turns and has driven for 10 hours, you are still in Abuja. You don't understand. And then Jesus knocked him on the scene. And they were asking him, what's the sign that you give to generation? Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Wait, somebody was disobedient. In his disobedience, he was fulfilling God's pattern. If you like, be obedient. If you like, be disobedient, you are still useful to God. Any side you want to take, you cannot. Are you with me? Yes, sir. Any side you want to take, it will favor his plan. It's called the predeterminate counsel. That's why, you know, something happened today. I was just meditating about some things and resources for church. And I felt like God asking me, he said, how long will you keep thinking about things like this? I was like, Lord, what do you mean? He said, how many years have you spent in ministry? I said, 6 years, 45 days. He said, since the past 6 years and 45 days, has there been anything that you needed for the church and you asked me and I have not given you, both you and both the church? I said, none. So what makes you think that it is at this point that there will be the challenges will start? I said, Lord, I'm looking at what I'm calculating. He said, forget about it. There are more important things. There are more important things. You know, you're talking to some people. Take your walk with God serious. Let us pray. Let us say, Pastor, I need a job. My money. Hey, my car. This one. I want to blow. There are more important things than all the things you call important. Are you with me? See, we know you are maturing, when you take the things of God more serious. People will wonder, why is this guy like this? There is something he knows. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to bring you up. Let me tell you something. As you begin to mature, anything that tampers with your level of light in the Lord is destroying your life. Anything. When you understand this type of things, you will not choose the church carelessly. Are you with me? Because the church you attend has a way it affects your light in the Lord. Are you with me? You will not take your walk with God carelessly. Let me show you something. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 to 21. Thank you, Jesus. So, number one, how do you walk in the light? You are governed by the wisdom of God's word. You are governed. And you can even add, you are governed by the written word. You are governed by the written word. First Peter chapter 1 from verse 16. It says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, meaning we saw his majesty with our physical eyes. Verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. He's talking about Matthew 17 at the Mount of Transfiguration. Are you with me? He says that we were there. We saw his glory. He says, and this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. He said, I'm telling you, we are not following commonly devised fables. He said, I was there. We saw it from heaven. Then look at verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Hey, every time I read this verse, I am scared. Like, how can Peter, how dare you? How dare you make, what audacity can you make? Do you have to make that kind of statement? Are you telling me that there is something more sure? You were with Jesus Christ on the mountain when the heavens opened. And God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And you are telling me that you have something more sure than that. Please talk to me. I want to know where you got that from. Are you getting me? It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light. Remember we're talking about walking in the light, right? Yes, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. He's telling you that the word of God is like a small light, that if you begin to walk with it, after a while, the light will begin to shine so bright from your heart to the point where it will be like day has dawned over you. Are you following me? Yes, sir. He says, you should keep that light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Glory. Meaning that you pay attention to the word of God, point where the word of God can grow like a light. Just the same way when you are in the night and you have just a torchlight and you are using that torchlight until day dawn. Telling you that the light of God's word can grow so much in your heart to the point where it becomes day star in your heart. And when day star comes in your heart, day star will come in your life. Yes. He's telling you that the written word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. How do I know? Verse 20. He says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So that means
He's telling you that, you see this word of God, eh? The written Bible, the scriptures, are more sure than an encounter on the mountain. The scriptures are more sure than an encounter on the mountain. If you pay attention to grow, all can do light. It can grow, it can rise from a small light to become day star, like the day dawns in your heart, and it will affect every area of your life. Don't remind you of so madly grew the word of God and prevailed. Are you with me?
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter where your life is, stay with God. Stay with his word. You know, some days ago, a great man of God passed. And people have been talking about mantles. Mantles, his mantle here, his mantle there, his mantle that we are. Do I believe in mantles? Emphatically, yes. I believe in the mantles. But let me tell you, one simple way for mantles to for you to get mantles, if you stay with the word of God and with the Holy Spirit, you are a candidate for mantles. If you are seeking mantles, and you are not a person of the word and the spirit, even if they drop the mantle on you, it will miss you. Oh, seeker of mantles, what have you done with the word of God and the spirit? Oh, you doubt me? Read the Bible now. They gave mantle to Elisha, and immediately Elijah was ascending to heaven, or ascending to the cloud, as it were. And his, what is mantle? Mantle is a cloth, an instrument. It fell from Elisha, from Elijah. Elisha picked it and said, my father, the horses and the chariots of Israel. And he went to the Jordan River and said, where is the God of Elijah? And took the mantle and divided it. Are you with me? He divided the Jordan River. His own mantle was supposed to go to Gehazi. Gehazi took the rod of Elisha. He went and put it on the boy, the dead boy. The boy did not come back to life. He collected mantle, but the mantle did not collect him. Let me tell you something. If you are genuinely connected to God and to the man that God has sent you, that's when mantle will work. If you're not connected to God, you're not connected to the Spirit, if you like, let them pour bow basin of oil upon you. It's just pour your clothes. They gave Gehazi mantle like this. Elijah had gone, and the mantle was walking. This one, the prophet there with you like this. They can't give you mantle because sacred things only work with sacred people. Knowing this first, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private ambition. Can you say after me, I will stay with the word. I will stay with the spirit. I will stay with God. I will walk in the word. Whatever the word of God says becomes law in my life. Whatever the word of God reveals becomes law in my life. Amen. Number two, how do you walk in the light? You walk in the light by walking in love. Ephesians 5 from verse 1 to 2. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. So the standard of our love is Christ. The way Christ loves us is the way we have decided to love. The way Christ loves is the way we will love. Can you say after me? The way Christ loves is the way we will love. Now, how does this connect to walking in the light? Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. It says, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Watch him. He that hateth his brother
Oh, let me, if I see verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hated his brother. It says he is in darkness even until now.
Let me tell you something. One of the ways you know that you're a spiritual man is when you are seeing something in the Bible that contradicts your personal idiosyncrasies. But you're like, the word of God has said this. I will love. See, let me tell you the truth. Between me and God, there are some people, with the way they act, with the way they act, I don't like this character. And me, I used to have zero, my patience level with some kind of character. Oh yeah, come out, go. And not do again. But I've come to discover that's not how God is. So that's not how God is. He says, you will love like Christ loves. God is patient. Love is kind. God, are you with me? He's long-suffering. Are you noticing I'm interchanging God and love? Because God is love. Love is patient. I know what God will do. Until you grow, there will be people that you can never chase. You may not like their face. But we arrange it in such a way that you have to love them. And as long as you don't want to love them, there are many things you will not see. You know? See, one day I was talking to one of our leaders. I asked him, have you mastered forgiveness? He was looking at me. I said, do you know how to forgive? I know you can speak in tongues, but can you forgive? I know you have corrosive tongues. Can you forgive? He said, if you cannot forgive, you are in darkness even until now. Can the church say amen? If you cannot let go, you know, there are some things that, do you know Peter denied Jesus 3 times? Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And now I'm not supporting denying Jesus. So I'm not encouraging carelessness, or I'm not encouraging mistakes. But and said, Peter, where are you? Go and catch a fish. Let us roast fish and eat. And Jesus did not ask Peter. Jesus did not mention to Peter that, I think I told you, when I was telling you, I must preach this thing. Peter was telling Jesus, I will never deny you. Me. Never deny you. Impossible. Jesus said, Farabale. Be coming down. He said, me. He says, Master, I will even die with you. I will even die. Me. When Martha said, Peter saw Roman soldiers. Ha! He said, oh boy. No more. This one, what I don't pass Gario. He said, do you know him? He said, me. Know him? Never. Do you know him? He said, I have never been with him. I don't. Who is that? Who is that? They even said, your voice betrays you. He said, me? I don't know. I'm a fisherman. I don't have anything to do with him. Then the cock crow. Coo, 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 coo. Then he remembered the word of Jesus.
See, you have to fear Jesus. Jesus said, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Question, how did Jesus know that Peter will be somewhere where a cock will be for him to... You have to fear God, though. How did Jesus know that after Peter finished denying 3 times, he will be somewhere where he can hear a cock crow? Hey, Jesus!
And can I tell you something? That was what was required for him to become the leader of the church. What I want to say is a deep mystery. Until God breaks you, he cannot heal you. Because only broken men command breakthroughs. Until God breaks your head, until God breaks your pride in yourself, he cannot use you. So many times God will reveal your folly to you. And that revelation is to bring you to the end of yourself. So that anything you become, you will say, I am what I am by the grace of God. Are you with me? No, you cannot brag because you cannot say you were made the leader of the church because you are the holiest. Mm-mm, you will deny Jesus. You denied him 3 times, but he still gave you a chance. So that by the time you see other people fail, you can give them a chance. Are you with me? Let me tell you something. One of the ways I know a person is ready for spiritual leadership is that he knows his own failures. There is a way I see a person acting towards other people. You are not ready for leadership. You don't know what it means to fail. Are you with me? You cannot bear with other people's failure because you think you have been, you think, I'm a principled man. Don't worry. Meet God. It will break your spinal cord. are you with me? Until Jacob loses one limb, his name cannot be changed from Jacob to Israel. God will have to crack that part of that pride of you that thinks you are something. That pride within you that wants to exalt itself above God and above the wisdom of God, God will crack it. He will make sure you see your folly. So that by the time God begins to use you, you know that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of God may be of him and not of us. Many times, when you have come to the end of yourself, that's the beginning of God. God, what will I have? Everything. I've done everything. This thing has not come to pass. God will not say, don't worry. You have done everything you know, not everything else. Praise the Lord. Look at. Say after me, I walk in love. This is one of the easiest ways to walk in the light. I tell myself, Lord, this person is offending me, but Lord, I will walk in love. What should I do now? What's the love? What's the love way? There are sometimes love will mean walk away. Sometimes love will mean, are you with me? How do I walk in love in this situation, Lord? How do I walk in love? Sometimes love would mean going to approach the person and say, this thing you did, I didn't like it. But I've let it go, but I didn't like it. Everything that will make sure that your heart is no longer in that place of animosity, of rancor. Are you with me? But some people are hard to love. This thing you did, I don't like it. The henna. If I like him before, nobody saw you be. You're like, if you know what I'm taking to walk in love, eh? God, give me more tapis will make I break this person's head. And by the time you do that, you will now fulfill 1 John 2 verse 11. He says, he that hated his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Say after me, I will not walk in blindness. I walk in love and I walk in the light. Glory. Number 3, you choose joy. No matter what you face, you choose joy. Psalm 89 verse 15, he says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
So no matter what is going on, you say, Father, I thank you. Akarabashakapa. You say, glory! Lord, I choose joy. I choose joy. I choose joy. James 1 verse 2 says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy. No matter what you are facing, I count it all joy. Now, the secret there is, by the time you begin to focus on joy and your joy in Christ, your eyes will be open to see the way forward. Because it says, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They will walk in the light of thy countenance. So it is the one who chooses joy that God will open his eyes to see the way forward. Yes, sir. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. See, after me, I choose joy. I choose joy. I choose joy. Glory. No matter what I face, I'm more than a conqueror. No matter what I face, I will always win. Oh, no matter what I face, I will always win. I am born of God. I rejoice in this. The Lord is my helper. He's lifted. He's my glory. I lifted my head. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh.